have a question for you. What do you get when you put a woman who may or may not want a pet monkey, some heavy chains, a deck of tarot cards, a computer, and an astrological chart all in the same room?
Well, that's a really good question.
Besides a visit from PETA and a vacation in a sanitarium, you get resmerized.
You are in for some mighty big trouble.
She is Resmiranda. She glimpses us and our futures and tells all every week on Resmerized. Get Resmerized live around midnight every time a Monday turns into a Tuesday. Only Resmiranda can resmerize you, and you can only find Resmiranda on Zero Point Radio.
This is Resmiranda, and you have been resmerized.
Wow. That was pretty interesting, man. Yeah, oh, Doug, we're on the air.
Chatting, yeah.
Yeah, both you idiots are over there, like, talking away, and I'm like, can we push a button or something? turn up a mic or any? I'll talk, you know?
This has been a very unique ghostly talk so far, yes.
Drugs, man.
Yeah. I need to hit the...
Before we go, the more stoned I feel, I swear.
Okay, take a swab or something of my throat. I'm sure I've got something. You can give me some cool, prescriptions for it.
I haven't had strep throat in like 10 years.
Oh, I know.
That pain.
Oh, pain I remember.
You get sore throats, and you get sore throats.
Yeah. And
where you... Capital S. The last thing that you want to do in the next millennium is swallow.
Oh, yeah.
Where you don't want... So you close your eyes and you clench your teeth together. It hurts that bad. Well, oh my God!
Yeah, there was that one time I didn't have strep at the time, but I had had just some kind of infection of the sinus cavities and stuff, and I told you about it.
Yeah.
And I finally went to the doctor. My parents, I was way back in high school.
Mm-hmm.
My parents were away, and I felt like alone, and it was just absolutely ridiculous. And suddenly I could not even, because I've been drinking Diet Pepsi, pretty much my entire life since I was three, and they I used to go up to 7-Eleven, and I would get a big gulp. That was the most wonderful thing, and I'd do this twice a day, and so I would get a big gulp twice a day.
There's a kid outside the window, man.
Yeah, yeah. That's wildlife, local wildlife.
Like, what?
Yeah. I'll dig up my seeds and say, I'll show you.
I'm down and eat them.
Yeah. So I would go there. I went up. I bought my Diet Pepsi, Big Gulp.
Yeah.
And I could not drink it because I could not swallow.
Yeah, yeah,
it was that horrible. And I sat in my car. Remember, I was a teenager, and I actually cried. I did not know.
I was trying it.
I did not know what I was supposed to do. I couldn't think in my... And mommy was gone, and I had no clue what to do. So I went to the doctor
And he told you to get Sudafed.
He said, get Sudafed. He says, but there's a couple different kinds.
Yeah.
You have to get the little red one.
That's what you suggested to me last week.
Yeah.
I did get some of those.
Yeah?
They worked really good.
They did?
It took a lot of the pain out of my throat for Monday.
Good, because
like
what...
I could function.
What it does is it brings down the swelling and the inflammation.
Oh,
so
God,
it helped me a lot. I could drink the next day. I could drink my Diet Pepsi the next day.
Well, yeah.
So I was pretty happy.
Priorities, man.
Yeah. My beer. Yeah.
So, okay. More websites, though. We did start to mention. Did we start to mention the incident?
We started to mention the incident. There was one thing I said, though, I don't know if it was before this last break or before the first break,
mm-hmm.
but the guy who designed Zero Point Radio's website, uh-huh. ZPRradio.com, he designed it. I don't know if they're what they're doing with it now, but he's no longer responsible for it, I guess. I don't know. I'm not corporate. I'm just a show host. But I did ask him for his website. Okay. His website is humanflyproductions.tk.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
So if you go to www.humanflyproductions.tk, talk about all those scripts and all the absolutely totally professional work.
Mm-hmm.
Based in Canada, but of course you can work for anybody around the world
because
it's all virtual.
It's all virtual, yeah.
Yeah, on the internet. And just awesome stuff. So humanflyproductions.tk.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked on the ZPR. Well, ZPR, their website has gone through many changes.
Yeah, I think so.
And I think it'll go through many more changes as well because, it has to grow with the listenership and with the radio station and with the new hosts and the new shows and everything. It's got to change and grow. So that's just because of the nature of being, what it is, ZPR.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be completely different, but for a top-notch job, humanflyproductions.tk, I have to give major props. Just amazing stuff. All right, so the incident is what we were talking about just before Snow Queen called in, and the incident was, I don't know if you guys remember this.
We did talk about it a long time ago.
A long time ago, we talked about the incident.
Yeah, basically the story goes, this gentleman, I'll just paraphrase it, this gentleman was in a Berlin, Germany.
Bookstore
in Berlin in November of 1997. The guy was just walking around a bookstore and he came across this book that said The Incident.
That was what it was. The Incident. Mm-hmm. That was the whole book.
Yeah.
It was about The Incident.
basically, the book is filled, well, if you go to the website, which I'll give you the URL, it's I did read this off, the-void.dk/incident. You go to that URL,
right.
It'll take you to this page.
Now, that's the-void.dk, that's D as in,
right,
D as in dog, K as in kite.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's different because Human Fly Production is .tk,
mm-hmm.
T as in Tom, K
mm-hmm.
as in kite. So these endings are getting kind of sounding the same, but the-void.dk/incident for the incident's website, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, basically a gentleman looked through the book, he purchased the book, and he went through the book, and, well, needless to say, a couple of details in here. First of all, the book had to read from right to left, as where the final page usually is. Instead, I found the first page. So he's reading the book backwards. It started with a Latin quotation that I translated to something that, like, the first is the last to die. And instead of chapters were used the terms levels of initiation and archive, 1, 2, 3, each archive containing 7 levels, okay? What happened was basically, in a nutshell, the book was stolen from him. But he managed to make copies of some of the actual photos from the book, and that's where the real grabbers are. I mean, who knows if these are real or not? Go to the site and check it out. It's just one of those neat sites. That's why I'm mentioning it. It's just one of those neat sites to check out, if you're a paranormal buff, too, especially.
And then he added something to it, didn't you say? He had added another section or another...
Well, yeah, he's got his whole little ring going. And on top of that same guy, oh, I forgot his name, Balder Orlick. I think that's his actual name.
Okay.
I'm probably wrong, but whatever. He also, and there's another section if you go to his actual homepage. Which you can get to his homepage from the incident site also. Same thing, the void, the-void.dk/astrology. Basically,
it's online astrology.
Yeah. That's really, what you do is you, I mean, I'm going to read this actually, because
okay.
I did this.
Yeah.
I did this a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And this is where it'll come to surface right here. This will explain it the best if I just read it.
All right, cool.
While night surfing on an American university server, looking for information on artificial intelligence, I stumbled into a rather strange neural computer program called Oraculus 5. It was made in a joint venture between astrologist and psychic media Gother Seal and specialist in neural networking Frank Stern. Okay, so this is a joint venture between two gentlemen who had specialties between, obviously, the astrology and psychic media.
Cool, and they wrote a program. He ran across.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oraculus 5 is a future prediction program that combines astrology and psychic intuition in a quite powerful application. It generates 5 pages. The first 4 pages is your personal profile, and the 5th page is your future. With some help from the skilled programmers, I have been able to run this program on my server. Thanks to all the cool people, whatever. The only change that was made to the program is a warning before the 5th page with future predictions so that you have the option to skip it. Basically, I mean, we talked about a death clock earlier.
Yeah.
Which we all know is just more of a tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
You know, don't take it too seriously. It's dark humor. Just live with it, you know. I did this thing, and I'm like, well, me being the adventuresome man that I am, I looked at the 5th page.
Yeah.
Now, you're not supposed to say anything about it. I can't tell you guys what I saw, but let's just say the only thing that's keeping me around right now, basically, is that we know it's just a program. It's just a program, and it generally can't tie itself to me.
Now you have got me interested in it. I think I've got to go there.
I'm not saying that any of you should actually... You guys get out of the front yard! You got kids in the front yard.
They run back and forth like that.
Hey, man! Yeah, where's the... Get the BB gun.
No.
Hey, man, what's up? I'm going to go and kick his...
We're on the air, Scott Owl.
These kids are in the window, man.
Hmm.
All right, anyways.
Keep going.
Anyways. Hey, Will, go out there and scare him off the yard, will you? please do this for me.
Oh, wow.
Just have Will go out there, and it'll be over with in a few minutes.
He's our intern, yeah. Well, he's
hang
also...
Hang on, we're... No, hang on. Make lots of noise, Will. Hang on, this is going to be funny, dude. Okay, listeners.
Let me take the telephone mic and put it on. Hang on, I know it's making noises, but...
That's all right.
This is a cool, classic on-air event.
All right.
I don't hear anything.
Where's he going? Where'd Will go?
Huh.
What happened? Where'd they go?
Oh, okay.
Oh, you see how scary you are.
All right, I'll put this back in then. All right,
so anyway.
Well, then that turned out to be somewhat of a...
Goofiness. Okay, anyway.
Goofiness.
Yeah, but this program's very cool. It's something very different to check out.
And you're not going to tell us what it told
I can't.
Okay.
I can't. I won't do it. You can go and do it on your own and get your own prediction out of it.
All right. I will.
Because it tells you some pretty weird stuff. You know, I can't really say it's anything very... The profile, the first four pages are very cool.
Yeah.
The first four pages are very cool. A lot of that, really, I thought applied to me when I read. I was like, you know what, that really is me. That's what I'm all about. And that's how I feel I am. So it seems like it works very well. But it's a computer program, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the thing you got to remember.
Well,
but he does give you a warning on the fifth page. He does give you a warning on the fifth page.
All right, check it out. It sounds
check
cool.
It out.
I have not been there, but I will go there yet tonight.
Yeah, some other neat ones we have here. Oh, jeez. Well, yeah, we did have, we could do this one if we want. The Internet Conspiracy Generator.
Oh, yes, we have to. That's a good one.
Yeah, why don't you fire that up, Will? We're gonna try this puppy out right here on the air, actually.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
Give him a mic. Give him a mic. That's cool. Yeah, if the phone rings, they're just going to have to deal with it. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
All right, so yeah, we have the Internet Conspiracy Generator. This is going to be very, very interesting. We decided to try this out live on the air and just show you the power of the Internet Conspiracy Generator.
What's the URL?
This might be different from the one. No, this is the one you gave me, actually. This is www.cjnetworks.com/...
What?
I was going to give it back to you because I got to be able to type, too.
Oh, give us a stand. Okay, here's the stand.
We'll start again. www.cjnetworks.com/... little squealy guy. cubsfan/conspiracy.html. This is an interesting little toy. And I believe that Will has it fired up right now as we're speaking.
It's all set to go.
Okay, well, what's the first question, Will?
First question is we've got to come up with a concept. The concept of the conspiracy.
Okay. Pickles.
Pickles?
All right. First thing that came to my head.
All right. Okay. Pickles.
Pickles.
And then a group.
Group. You need a group of people, a group of what?
It's just as a group.
A group.
There's another one for a group of people.
Kiss. I don't know.
A minority.
Oh, God, no.
Oh.
What are we getting ourselves into here? Them darn Italians.
Okay.
Now a group of people.
A group of people. A mob.
The mob.
Oh, yeah, the mob, okay.
An event in history.
I know. The Wright brothers... When they flew the airplane, so the first flight.
Okay.
A place.
Jacksonville, Florida.
You are getting old, aren't you? Think about retirement, don't you?
A famous historical event.
Prohibition.
Ooh.
An annoying habit.
Biting your nails.
Hey, I like that habit. Look at my nails.
They're smoking.
An act of violence.
Smoking. Oh, we did that one.
Act of violence?
Act of violence. Oh, I know. How about...
Locking your brakes up in front of Doug.
It's what happens after.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so
that's
let's
what triggers the act of violence.
an act of violence.
Fighting, I don't know, it's fight.
All right.
Fighting.
Fighting.
All right, let's see what happens here.
A righteous person or group.
Jerry Falwell.
You're kidding me, right?
I can't believe we're doing this on the air.
This is great.
A place no one would want to go to.
The haunted basement? No.
Oklahoma.
Oh, no. Now we're going to get a lot of people emailing us.
A plural method of transportation.
Plural method of transportation?
Just has to have an S on the end.
Zebras. Hey, you can ride one.
I guess
not
so.
For very long.
Yeah,
but you can ride one.
A decisive action to take.
A decisive action to take.
Oh my God.
Log off.
Ooh.
A liberal person or group.
Sean Hannity.
Yeah.
Is he the liberal one, or is it Combs? Who's
no, he's the liberal one.
I don't remember which one is which, but let's go with Sean Hannity and fill in Combs if I was wrong.
A conservative person or thing?
Conservative person? Rush Limbaugh.
And it says, tell me more, so I'm going to click that.
All right.
And it says, if I tell you, I may have to kill you, okay?
Okay. Let's click okay. Oh, this is amazing. We're making our own conspiracy on the air live.
Here.
Okay. What they don't want you to know, the conspiracy first started during the first flight to Jacksonville, Florida. Wait, no, I have my setup. Sorry. In order to understand pickles, you need to realize that everything is controlled by a KISS made up of Italians who help with the mob. The conspiracy first started during the first flight to Jacksonville, Florida. They have been responsible for many events throughout history, including Prohibition. Today, members of the conspiracy are everywhere. They can be identified by biting your nails. They want you fighting Jerry Falwell and imprisoned resistors in Oklahoma using zebras. In order to prepare for this, we all must log off. Since the media is controlled by Sean Hannity...
We're finished.
We should get our information from Rush Limbaugh.
All right, make a copy of that. Send it out. Ladies and gentlemen, the Internet Conspiracy Generator.
Well, we got to do the cult ones.
Yeah, we need to take a break, though, because I think Doug needs to come down here a little bit, man. Yeah, hey, Doug, you okay?
No.
All right, well, hey, Will... Let's fade in here a little bit.
Wait, before we go, you gotta read that bit about using zebras. What was that one again? Oh my God, that was too funny.
What the heck?
They want you fighting Jerry Falwell and there's resistors in Oklahoma using zebras.
You turned the mics off.
We'll be right back.
Little Richie's around here somewhere, and you know, I've been trying all year long to get him to stop bothering Res Miranda. She's busy. This is Richie. Is this light now? No one's watching. Oh, I'm missing. In my bedroom, on computer, I will write and email help to her. Res Miranda, 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 Res Miranda.
How did that kid get in?
We'll be right back.
right? All right, Doug's back. You okay? You all right?
I'm all right. It just doesn't know what you said on air 2 weeks ago.
I don't know what happened to him, Phobos. I don't know what happened to him, man.
Okay, I won't get it word perfect. I think you were on air at the time with him, a couple weeks
ago. Was I? Well, what happened?
He said something about when it's dark outside. Do you remember the rest?
When it's dark outside.
Yeah, he likes to go outside and play with his equipment.
And play with my equipment. Yeah, actually, that's what ghost hunters do.
Right.
Oh, yeah, but...
They go outside and play with...
That's a double meaning.
But sickos,
there
though.
Is a double meaning there.
All right, great. Phobos, yeah. The king of the puns. Thank you.
Ghost hunters play with their equipment in the dark. this is going to go down as the silliest...
What happened, man? I was gone for 1 week!
This is going to be the silliest show on the internet.
Everybody just started doing drugs when I was gone, man. Jeez.
Phobos
is here.
I am so glad you called.
Doug looks drunk right now, man.
Other than launching a new line of bumper stickers, ghost hunters play with their equipment in the dark, we want to try and stump you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you remember, but last week, when I went through and I listed some of the people in the chat room, because a lot of people during our show, they, you know, between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, they go to the ZPR chat room.
Yeah.
And I was listing some of the people in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was OSR Gary.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Gary?
Oh, I remember Gary all too well.
When we were down at Ohio State Reformatory. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I said about him, as I was listing the people, was that we could actually do, because I really, Gary impresses me as well. And
gentleman,
I
said, total gentleman, brilliant man.
We could actually do like a Stump Gary kind of contest. OSR. Stump OSR Gary. And so, but one of the things that happened during that show was OSR Gary sent a Stump Phobos question.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got brilliant minds.
Battle of the... Yeah.
Yes, brilliant minds are talking to each other here.
The Titans here on Ghostly Talk tonight.
Yeah, so...
All right, well, yeah, we have the question here, Phobos.
Now, this is a really good question.
Are you well-rested?
Yes, I'm rested today.
Did you get a good meal, everything? You're all set to go?
Let's give it a go.
Let's see what happens. Now, what happens is it's just exactly the kind of question... That's absolutely perfect for Stump Phobos.
Yeah.
And the thing is, now, the answer is more theoretical than anything, which is absolutely what actually is perfect about it.
Because I prefer conceptual things to actual factual details.
And
not really...
Yeah, we're not trying to...
Box, as it were.
Yeah, we don't want to do that to
you. Concepts.
Exactly. No. And that's why this particular question is absolutely perfect.
Mm.
Here it is. Why are the best unexplainable and historic ghost pictures from the early 1900s. I think I read that wrong. Wait.
Oh, great. Try to confuse the guy.
Why are the best unexplainable and historic ghost pictures from the early 1900s while we mostly get orbs today?
Well, there is one, but this may be in the wrong direction. I'll start with it anyway. The orbs can be a side effect of digital photography, and of course you wouldn't have that back then. Now, there are other aspects that have changed with time, like, for example, the older pictures, they would use plates rather than film. The exposure times were longer back then, so you would get, like, more movement. Now, of course, that would only apply to where you have slower-moving objects. Remember, the very first pictures back in the 1800s, not 19, but 18, they would have had... I think they went back further than that, but the images, they would have needed a longer exposure time to actually put onto the plate. If you remember the old box brownie type camera and so on. In fact, you could even go back to the pinhole camera. That didn't even need film, but I would imagine, I'll put it on that one, that the main reason would have been to do with the change in the technology, principally that back then they were using long time exposure film. That would have had more effects. Now, to me, that would be an explanation for why you would get more mysterious type images, like you can have double exposures as well, because you've got an automatic film movement mechanism. Whereas if you've got a single plate, you can put multiples on the same plate. If you forget to change the thing, if it's automatic, you're less likely to get double exposure. But most of what I've said really only applies to where you're talking about an image that may look ghostly but actually has more natural reasons. So we'll see what the explanation is from his end, but that's what I would come up with anyway.
Well, I have to say, the brunt of the answer is the same. So,
well, you know what?
So he did not stump Phobos. Because
you got here!
Because he did not stump Phobos. He gives a couple other interesting examples of what you were talking about.
But you did, yeah, but you got him.
It's the technology is so vastly
sorry,
different
Gary.
that it's
you know, he's
not.
Gonna, he's going to get us lost next time we go to OSR now.
Let me, I know, he's going to wander
he's
into
gonna,
the
gonna,
like,
he's gonna
closet.
Put, yeah,
something.
We're
going to
be stuck in there for the rest of our lives.
He'll be like, here's a room, it doesn't have a door. Once you get in the room, you can't find a door out.
Yeah. Cool.
We'll be stuck in OSR forever now. But what happens is it says, a major factor may be the photographic technology itself. Monumental progress in the equipment has been made in the last 10 to 15 years. High-quality cameras are cheaper and much easier to use. And this is where he puts the brunt of his technological changes. The lenses are of a higher quality thanks to computer and laser-guided grinding, and the lenses are covered in multiple layers of UV-reducing coatings, producing astonishingly clear images. Progress in films have kept pace with cameras as well. Even cheap films have triple and quadruple layers of emulsions, making them incredibly sensitive to light and producing brilliant colors. The downside to this increased quality is that cameras and films are much more sensitive to environmental conditions such as dust, pollen, and moisture in the air. Which, so he talks about the lenses and the...
I would include also compression algorithms on the more digital.
That's true.
Have compression as well, and that can have artifacts with it.
That's true.
That's right. Stick it to him a little bit more, will you, Phobos? just keep throwing it in there.
But without even thinking, because Gary had, you know, he
no,
could sit there
very,
and
take... That's a very cool question.
Although I know for a fact that Gary thought about that question and the answer... He you know, had an idea what he was looking for, and he's not listening tonight, by the way, because his work called and he had to go in.
He had a surprise when he comes back.
I know he didn't stump Phobos, but he's not listening. But even though Gary's smart enough, where he probably had already previously thought about the question and the answer, and then just typed it in. He could have taken hours and days and weeks even to email us the question, so he could have. You know, he could have done all kinds of stuff, and yet Phobos came up with it like that.
And an interesting one, actually, as you're saying that comes to my mind, is that it's probably, I mean, I don't know this for sure, but it's probably how photography was actually invented. It was probably, I remember him mentioning a pinhole camera.
Yeah.
Well, if you have, like, a sheet of paper, make a tiny little pinprick, and allow light to go through that into a darkened area behind, then you put, say, a cloth or something so it projects onto it, you get an upside-down image of the outside world. Now, I believe that was the first camera, but if you think about it, if they used cloth or something and they just left the equipment there, they could actually have had some sort of after-image on the cloth, and that could have been your first photograph. I don't know for a fact, but it seems possible. It would be interesting to find if anyone actually knows if that is how photography started, or where they went the whole hog and started introducing photographic plates and all the rest of it.
Well, do you remember shadow boxes? Don't those work on a very similar principle where you have a box with a pinhole in it to do a shadow box?
Well, I don't know the shadow box, but I mean if it works on the same principle with pinhole camera, then yes. The big key there would be you don't need a lens. It's very simple to make.
Yeah, that's true. But he's talking about the same thing you're talking about. Improvements in the technology have caused, you know, obviously better quality and higher speed images, but at the same time, perhaps we're losing something because of the technology. So,
yeah, and that's a question you have to think about. Those are the questions we're looking for in this contest.
Honestly, I mean, we talk about it as progression, but if you think about it too, though, now we're going to digital. Whereas photographic plates, they may, you know, a typical photograph might now last just weeks before it's lost from a website and gone practically forever. Whereas before, a photographic with the printed pictures. They're only on paper, and they didn't last as long as the first plates that they started with. So our images seem to be lasting shorter and shorter time all the time.
Which is actually, that's keeping up with today's fast food type mentality. Everything, I want everything now, I want it now, and then when I'm done with it, I'm done with it, and I, you know, toss it out the window even though I could get a ticket.
Wait a minute,
I did not just admit to anything. But no, I mean, you know, everybody wants everything now. They want their entertainment now, they want their, you know, so you flip there and watch, what, 37 channels at the same time, and you've got a plate of 150 or 200 channels to choose from. You can flip between all these channels. You can record one channel while you're watching another. You know, and you want everything now. And then when you're done with it, it's gone. And same thing with the digital technology. If you delete that file, it's gone forever. You cannot get that image back unless you made backups, you know.
Well, here's another extreme, of course. I realized recently that you can quite easily now fit on, say, two full series onto a DVD of a television program. So that could have been something where the actors have invested like 2-3 years of their time making those things. A lot of effort has gone into making, I don't know, a series of Enterprise or something.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've got very high capacity DVDs coming out, whereby you can put an entire collection, like someone's lifetime work, onto one DVD.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's so interesting. You know, I think about that all the time. Like, how much, I mean, being a musician and all, I mean, everything, I see what goes into it on a personal level and what I've done in my life on it, and I see what it's reduced to. I mean, all the work we put into this, it's reduced to one CD.
Yeah, or not one DVD.
Like you said, a high-capacity DVD that could put, like you said, someone's life's work could be reduced to this one little DVD.
Yeah.
And if you put one little scratch in, it's wrecked. You can't watch it ever again.
You can make copies of it, though.
Yeah.
So, but the thing is, I think what you're saying is that you can take an enormous amount of time and effort on 1 to 100s and thousands of people's worth of work and reduce it down to zeros and ones nowadays.
Yep.
Throw them on anything you can store zeros and ones on, and and they're there, they can stay there forever, or they could be ruined, through...
In fact, I mean, I heard a statistic a while back, which, when I put two things together, really was quite frightening when you think about it. The highest capacity experimental, I wouldn't even call it a DVD, it looks like a CD, but the maximum storage on one of those things in experimental form was a terabit. Now, a terabit was also the same term that was used to describe the storage capacity of the human brain.
Oh, no.
Experimentally, we now have something which looks like a CD, but you could actually fit the memory of a human being on it.
Oh, my God.
So,
we're all going to die.
Someday in the future, when you're asleep,
it
will be backed up to DVD.
That's amazing.
That'd be great for college.
Yeah, if I could just take my little DVD player with all the encyclopedias of the world into my college exam,
I'd be all set. That's happen, too. You know
yeah.
We're looking and go, when I was in college,
we had to use paper and pen.
Yeah. I had a laptop in front of me that I had to type everything into. Imagine typing everything into a computer? Oh, my God. Well, you scared the hell out of us, Phobos. Thank you.
The other submission was actually there was a third one. It's somewhere in my email.
Yeah, we haven't gotten it yet.
We didn't like look at that one yet. But this one was actually really, really amazing. I thought this was hilarious. This is from David in the UK.
All right.
Who describes himself as a longtime listener and first time goofball. So wait till you hear this. If you pass an electrical current through a piece of wire, you get a magnetic field. If you pass a piece of wire through a magnetic field, you get an electrical current. So this is more of a rhetorical question. So if you pass an electrical current through a magnetic field, do you get a piece of wire?
I thought you were going to bring in Fleming's right-hand law or something.
Hey, I didn't write the question. You're the duck.
That reminds me of if a bird can fly, then can a fly bird?
Well, I'm glad you got a joke.
That's the A equals B, B equals C, does A equals C kind of thing. That's the law of...
That shows you how malicious our listening audience is now. They're saying questions and just to try to scare you off. Yeah. This is a real cutthroat, man.
This is really, really becoming quite a
cutthroat. They're like, I don't even care about the prizes. I don't want the prizes. Yeah. I just want to take Phobos out.
I just want to ask Phobos a question.
Yeah.
We're going to start a whole segment. It's just going to be Ask Phobos. There could be an Ask Phobos show on ZPR, you know.
But you know what, though? The real question, though, he came up, stepped right to the plate.
Yeah. And he knew
didn't hesitate.
Went into technology. Right
and we
away.
Still have our toys.
Yeah, we still have all our box is still
our box,
full.
We're looking at it right now.
It's still full of stuff. So send your questions to ghostlytalk@ghostlytalk.com.
Yeah, and Phobos will be here. Thanks again, Phobos.
Thank you.
Thanks. We have 7 minutes. We're going to create a cult. So
yeah, we got to create a
so
cult
we'll
now.
We'll let you go, Phobos, and we'll talk to you in the chat room.
All right.
Thanks again, Phobos.
Thanks.
We appreciate it, man. Later.
Bye. Oh, that rocks.
Love that dude.
Yeah.
He gets cooler and cooler.
I know.
All right.
Amazing.
Now, what's the next toy we got, Will?
Well, what's the URL? This is going to be our last thing of the evening.
Give this thing to Will.
Oh, yes.
He needs his toy.
So, Will.
What is it? Okay, I got the URL right here. Okay, yeah. www.fadetoblack.com/cultkit. And what's the actual name of it, Will?
The Cult Construction Set.
The Cult Construction Set. Okay, let's do it.
All right, what do we got to do here, Will?
Okay, first we have to select a name for our new religion. They do give you a couple of options, such as Atheists for Jesus, Christ's Little Helpers, and the Church of the Holy Trinity and some guy named Gary. Or we can type in our own.
Actually, we had some suggestions in the chat room, but I've lost them now. They've scrolled up. There was something about...
Alpha One, the Alpha Cult.
All right, let's call it the Alpha Cult.
Yeah.
The Alpha Cult. Cool. Let's see, what's the next question?
Which one of these practices will your cult support? Alcoholism, anorexia, obesity, polygamy, or slam dancing?
Alcoholism.
One.
Alcoholism, definitely alcoholism.
Okay.
Excellent.
Which one of these actions will your cult support? Anti-Semitism.
There you go.
I don't like that one.
No.
Gay bashing.
I don't like that one.
Justifiable murder due to adultery.
Absolutely.
Okay, there we
one.
Go. There we go. Justifiable murder.
I catch my old lady messing around on me.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Select which sexual fetish your new religion will allow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Bestiality.
Ugh.
Child pornography.
Ugh.
Exhibitionism.
Ooh.
Oh. I like that one. All
foot
right.
fetish.
Yeah.
Homosexuality.
Yeah.
Leather fetish.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's hot, yeah. Noir
more,
leather. Have
more.
You been into
oh,
noir
God,
leather?
Yes, I have.
Okay, we've only got a few minutes. Let's keep going.
Nymphomania.
Oh, that's not bad.
S&M.
Ooh. Hardcore stuff.
Scat.
No.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Don't even read that last one. Let's just go.
What was the last one? I want to hear it. No.
Water sports.
Let's go right for...
let me go for...
exhibitionism.
Yeah. That,
let's do exhibitionism.
Let's be old-fashioned.
Yeah.
None of the high-tech like stuff like
which
scat.
Which one of these is the Messiah walking among us? Johnny Winter? O.J. Simpson? Or the Messiah has not come yet?
Oh, God. Oh. Definitely O.J. Simpson.
Oh, you think so?
Oh,
all right.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Okay. He's like the greatest guy ever. Come on. Think about it.
Okay. Then it says, pick who you think might be the Antichrist. Judge Wapner. The Dalai Lama.
No.
Oh, God.
Or the Dark One is not yet with us.
Oh, Judge Wapner.
Judge
definitely.
Wapner.
I hate that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, create the cult. All right.
Here we go. We're making the cult.
Okay, what is the cult?
What does it do?
Okay, what it does is it gives you a whole bunch of Bible quotes that like let you know like where it came from.
Okay, let's pick a couple of them and read them.
Okay, alcoholism, from Numbers 15, verse yeah. 10, and thou shalt bring for a drink offering half an hin of wine, an offering made of fire of a sweet, I don't know what the heck that is.
What?
Savor unto the Lord. And then there's another one from some other...
Ecclesiastes?
Yeah, that works. Go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart, for God now accepteth thy works.
I see how this works.
So he's condoning alcoholism.
Justifiable murder to adultery.
Yes, read one of those.
From Leviticus, chapter 20, verse 10, and the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death.
Oh.
And then there's exhibitionism.
Mm-hmm.
And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. And that's from Genesis.
Neat.
Neat?
Neat.
Yeah.
And then O.J. Simpson, how he's the Messiah. O.J. Simpson was widely hated among... Okay, there was a Bible thing. Isaiah 53-3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid it as far... Or we hid it, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not.
Sounds like O.J. to me.
There we go.
And then for Judge Wapner. Judge Wapner's full name is Joseph Albert Wapner. Each word in his name poses six letters, making him the holder of 666 as tailed about in Revelation 13, verse 18. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is number of a man, and his number is 666.
Wow! So
we create our own cult.
An instant cult. With Bible verse to back it up.
Yeah.
So, not bad. We found the instant cult generator. We found the instant conspiracy generator.
Yeah.
We talked about a lot of websites.
There's a lot of goopy stuff out there.
Quite a fun
Especially if you're into the paranormal.
Yeah.
It's going to happen on both sides of the coin, where you're going to have the skeptics and the people that do believe to a certain extent.
And it looks like people are out there, in some cases anyway, having fun with the whole thing.
Yeah, having fun with the whole thing. Because, well, we've talked about religion on the show, especially as far as, you know, religions and how they interact and really what they're all about.
Yeah.
Cults are a whole different, that's a different animal. But really, they really are that easy to start, though. I mean, once you guys agree, you guys are chatting. Sorry.
I'm just chatting in the chat room.
Well, Scott, would you agree? Oh, yes, Scott. I do agree. Actually, I do. No, I'm just saying cults are that easy actually to start up if you really wanted to start one up. So I guess that's the whole pun right there. That's how, as far as that whole website goes, that's the whole joke. So check out the sites, though. There's a whole bunch of them. Maybe what I'll do, I'll take this paperwork with me tomorrow to work.
Yeah.
And I'll update the website.
Oh, that sounds cool.
I'll take this with me, and I'll put all these links up there for everybody.
So, oh, that sounds good.
You know, if you guys hear the archive this week sometime, you'll have the link sitting on the site right for you to check out.
It turns out that tonight, after Ghostly Talk, there will not be a new episode of Martian Revelation. And then, of course, coming up tonight from 11 p.m. Eastern Time until 1 or 2, whenever he goes until, is Clyde Lewis. However, he is off for Father's Day. So
I forgot to say Happy Father's Day.
So what it's going to be, Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Happy birthday, Dad.
And your dad as well.
I didn't get to see him today. He's not happy.
Uh-oh. But what they're doing is they're going to replay Friday night.
Yeah.
So Friday nights, which came on very, very late, it came on at like 4 in the morning or something ridiculous like that, Eastern time, it was an interview with Tommy Johnson, and who was a fellow who had come across basically a bottle in the earth, and it broke and released this black smoke, and then they talked about what that could be. So, and then he tried to sell the other bottle on eBay. So I don't know what that is. It's not one of my phones.
I turned the thing off, I swear to God.
So so that was Ghostly Talk.
Yeah, we're done. We're done.
Look, watch the site for the links that Scott will put up.
Yeah, I'll put it up tomorrow.
Listen, so that's it.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm
done. I'm going home.
I'm going to go and I'm going to hang out on that conspiracy generator for a while. And I'll catch you guys next week.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm done.
And this was Ghostly Talk.
True science will not deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from the Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835 to 1882.